Glorious food, chocolate. Can chocolate make you smarter? Research suggests that eating chocolate may actually boost intelligence. Did you know that if you want to become more intelligent, then according to some scientists, you're going to have to make real sacrifices and start eating more chocolate? It isn't actually such a crazy idea. Some types of food are connected to increased intelligence, and I've discovered that chocolate is one of them. You may not believe me, but I've researched this carefully. And I don't mean I clicked on the Learn About Chocolate section on a chocolate manufacturer's website. Apparently, it all has to do with a substance called flavanols. Flavanols have been shown to slow or reverse the drop in cognitive performance that often accompanies aging, and yes, even teenagers are aging. It so happens that cocoa, the basic ingredient in chocolate, is a rich source of flavanols. The researcher, Dr. Franz H. Maselli, figured that if a country has a high chocolate consumption, then its population should, in theory, have overall better brain function. But how do you measure the brain function of a population? Maselli's ingenious answer is that the per capita number of Nobel Prize winners that a country has produced provides a rough indicator of the cognitive performance of its population. 1G, zapomněla, sorry. 1G. Instead, I found my information in a respected medical journal. And 2E, the good news for chocolate lovers is that the two are linked. Switzerland has the highest number of Nobel Prize winners and also has the highest chocolate consumption of the 22 other countries they have produced Nobel Prize winners. The all-important question, though, is how much extra chocolate do we have to eat to increase our brain power? Maselli estimates that the minimally effective chocolate dose is around 2 kilos per year, and the benefits don't seem to stop even at the highest chocolate dose level of 11 kilos per year, 3F. In short, the more chocolate we eat, the cleverer we get. However, given that so many people don't eat chocolate for various reasons, some of us will have to compensate and do more than our fair share of the work, 4B. So the next time you feel like eating chocolate, remind yourself that it's really for the benefit of your country. And although it's such important work for the sake of your teeth, you should do it at the end of a meal and then brush them. Of course, Messeri's research doesn't show that eating chocolate causes an increase in national intelligence, 5C. It only shows that the two are connected. There are other possible explanations for the relationship between a country's level of chocolate consumption and the number of Nobel Prize winners that it has produced. One explanation is the existence of a third factor, such as a country's socioeconomic status or geographic and climatic conditions. Messerli says that even if these factors play a role in intelligence, they do not fully explain why the link is so close between chocolate consumption and the number of Nobel Prize winners. Another explanation is that smart populations eat more chocolate, 6A. In other words, higher cognitive performance could stimulate chocolate consumption. As Dr. Messerli explains, it is conceivable that people with superior cognitive function are more aware of the health benefits of the flavanols in dark chocolate and are therefore prone to increase their consumption. This is still good news for chocolate lovers, since it means that eating chocolate should now be recognized as increasing one's daily intake of cognitive enhancers. Clearly, this is an area for more research, much more research. My favorite dishes have always been desserts, and I'm always happy to push forward the boundaries of science. In small doses, rozumnie, w małe mnóstwie, bez przehánění, in small doses. Bye!